The bipartisan research organization New American Economy reports that around two-thirds of immigrants in Maine who are naturalized citizens and eligible to vote are actually registered to do so. That report helps spur some immigrant advocacy groups to launch a six-day Get Out the Vote effort aimed at engaging this population. Willis Ryder Arnold has more.
Roberto Rodriguez recalls what it was like to vote for the first time after coming to the United States.
It was exciting, and I remember calling all my friends. I remember being in line and calling friends in line. It's like, hey, you're not here. Where you at? You know? But I remember being excited just about that.
Rodriguez is from Puerto Rico, where residents aren't allowed to vote in the U.S. federal elections. Now he lives in Portland and serves as a school board member. He says there are still a lot of reasons that immigrants don't turn out to vote. Some, he says, feel excluded by the rhetoric and personal attacks coming from politicians.
It's very distracting for the average voter. It, I think, creates a culture of mistrust, and that's really what I believe keeps people from voting. People don't want to be part of a system that they don't feel is genuine, that they don't feel is sincere.
Rodriguez is part of a coalition launching the six-day voter drive to register immigrant voters and help them engage in the political process. The Your Vote Matters campaign is an immigrant-led initiative organized by the Greater Portland Immigrant Welcome Center. The group will knock on doors and set up tables in several immigrant communities from Kennedy Park in Portland to Steeple Square in Westbrook from 2:30 to 6:30 every day through Monday. Dama Rugaba co-founded the Immigrant Welcome Center and is overseeing the campaign. He says the goal is to register as many immigrant voters as possible by the 16th. That effort, he says, will have to acknowledge some of the barriers that can dissuade immigrants from voting. They could be from countries where voting was coerced by ruling governments, or they could be unfamiliar with the voting process. He also agrees that some voters are put off by combative political rhetoric, especially language targeting immigrants.
Nobody came to this country to take advantage of anything. We came here because we wanted to rebuild our lives. We wanted to have a fresh start.
Mufalo Cheatham, the executive director of Maine Immigrant Rights Coalition, says it's important that immigrants be involved in the process.
Our voices need to be heard. So if we don't vote, we'll continuously have policies that undermine, you know, our well-being in the United States.
Cheatham says she voted for the first time after being naturalized in 2003. She's originally from Zambia. She said voting reminds her of why she came to the United States in the first place. For her, holding that ballot, knowing that she could vote, said something about her place in her adopted home.
You know, I felt seen. So I think holding that paper, you know, made me feel seen because I was a citizen and had the right to vote.
Rugaba, who's organizing the voter registration drive, says he hopes to translate that feeling into direct political action.
If we all show up to vote, we can put whoever we want in the Blaine House or state representative.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.